You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Maria Carter, filling in for Mike Green. Research over the past few decades has shown that stressful or traumatic experiences during childhood can have long-term effects on mental and physical health. But researchers have also found that positive experiences, things like supportive adults, safe environments, and strong community connections, can help counteract the negative effects and build resilience. Klamath Basin Behavioral Health is expanding a prevention program to create more positive, protective experiences for young people through free, substance-free community events across Klamath County. Joining us is Mackenzie Folsom, Prevention and Outreach Coordinator with Klamath Basin Behavioral Health. Welcome, Mackenzie.
Hello and good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you here. Well, first of all, let's start kind of with our terms here. We hear the term adverse childhood experiences more and more these days. What does that actually mean?
Yes. Yeah, so an adverse childhood experience, a lot of people call them ACEs, are like these stressful or traumatic experiences that really happen before the age of 18. So there's about 10 of them, but things like experience violence, neglect, any trauma growing up, having parents who use substances, mental health challenges, things like family separation or unstable housing can be some examples. But these adverse childhood experiences have these really long-term effects, not just on substance use later on in life, but also things like mental health diagnoses and even impacting your physical health later in life, like heart disease. And so they start before the age of 18, but they can come with you for your entire life.
Well, what do we know, I guess? You mentioned heart disease, but explain a little bit more about the long-term impacts that these negative experiences can have, well into adulthood.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different research, but majority of research says that it really just causes early death and disease. And so with ACEs, what it does is it exposes you to toxic stress. And so throughout your lifespan, right, having that toxic stress just increases the impact. Like I said, it can even be heart disease or cancer or just unhealthy choices that can lead to later on problems like substance use or long-term alcohol use can cause cirrhosis of the liver.
And your program also talks about protective childhood experiences. What are those?
Yeah, so protective childhood experiences are called PIECES. And so these are there to hopefully buffer or completely prevent those adverse childhood experiences. These are things like feelings of safety, having supportive adults in your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be your parents. Having a feeling like you belong, having friends that support you, and being able to talk about your feelings and even joining things like community traditions and having a healthy outlet. And these are kind of why we're creating these is because we want these kids to have these environments where they can strive so that they don't turn to substances later on in life.
Yeah, some of those are sound both like clearly profound things, and then some of them sound like smaller, interactions. But they really do matter long term, it sounds like.
Yes, they do, yeah. There's some research. It's still, PIECES are pretty new still, and so there's constantly being research done. But they say that about three protective childhood experiences can counteract or buffer the impact of one ACE score. So even though we're hitting a lot of them, right, if someone has an ACE score of 4, we need to hit a significant amount of PIECES to build up that resiliency.
And so is part of the idea of just helping kids build that resilience before there's ever a crisis, before there's, before they reach adulthood, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to get them as young and before that they can have the healthy coping skills, the supports, and even having healthy outlets to allow that before they even are maybe in an experience where they're around substance use or other unhealthy choices.
And a lot of these events are things like, in your program, are things like roller skating or swimming nights. On the surface, they sound very fun. I would have loved this as a kid.
Me too.
How do you make sure that they're doing more than just, you know, entertaining kids for the night, I guess?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And so the thing is that, like you said, on the surface, it does look like we're just hosting fun events. But that's the cool thing about protected childhood experiences is that those events, even though those little things can make resilience. And so these events in our rural county can bring different schools together. And so they can make new friendships and healthy relationships. At these events, we also host resource tables where community partners can come, do activities with the kids. And then also if parents come, they can get resources for things like mentoring or public health or even our services here at Klamath Basin Behavioral Health. And so they're just the little things that maybe they look fun on the surface, but in depth, we've really thought about them and know that even them having fun is a resilience factor.
My guest is Mackenzie Folsom, a prevention and outreach coordinator with Klamath Basin Behavioral Health. Mackenzie, you have several activities in the upcoming months, about one a month many times. To me, part of me is trying to wrap my head around how something that doesn't seem super frequent might counteract, potentially a lifetime of growing up with a parent with a mental health problem, for example.
Yeah. These events, they are around once a month. They're more frequent in the summers because we know here in Southern Oregon, it snows.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to cause any traffic or anything like that. We just want to make those events as frequent as possible during the summer months. When kids are out of school and they maybe not have a healthy outlet. And so that's the one thing is that this can also be places where for at least the middle school and high schoolers, depending on their age, they don't necessarily have to have a parent there. And so this could be a time as a healthy outlet for them, as well as get resources for things like mentoring or mental health counseling. And even finding ways to cope with things such as learning coping skills or how to ask for help when they need it.
And are these events meant for kids that are already considered at risk, or are they really open to everyone?
Yeah, we try to hit kids that are at risk the most, but they're very open to everybody. The thing about prevention that's really cool is we love to help stop problems before they start or catch them early. Even though if maybe they're already doing some unhealthy behaviors, right? Reducing that impact over time is still prevention. And so we accept really anybody can come. We do break our events down by age group just so kids could have age-appropriate fun, right?
Yeah.
But in general, everyone is welcome.
Yeah, it is some of that welcoming everyone. I think we all, knew someone or were someone who spent time at another, a kid's house because it was a refuge for them. Part of me is like, oh, this might also be the chance to develop those friendships that lead to just kind of a place where if you're in a bad situation, you have another adult who's helping you out in life.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another reason why we also host those resource tables there is that maybe I'm not the person that the kid connects with, but I have 5 to 6 other adults there easily that a kid can connect with and find a safe person with, and just making sure that they have a safe outlet and healthy adults around them.
And why are these kind of events or opportunities especially important in a rural community like Klamath County?
Yeah. So, specifically in Klamath, we are very, very large county. Mm-hmm. And so, it can be really hard for, parents and families to find things to do. A lot of the times, access to resources can be a barrier, as well as, maybe cost to do these events. And so we want to make sure that they're for free. With the roller skating event, it's a little bit out of town. And so that transportation can be a barrier. But with the other events that we do at, maybe the Ella Redkey swimming pool, those are more in town, as well as we've done one at the YMCA. And so it just makes sure that these spaces are free for kids. And so maybe that they can get healthy outlets. Another thing we do at these events is for middle school and high school students, we do raffle prizes. And a lot of times those raffle prizes include a prize that they can maybe get a membership for a year to the YMCA or a 10 punch ticket to go to the Ella Redkey pool. So that not only is it a event, but then they can also continue that healthy behavior outside of our events.
Wow. And so this program is funded through opioid settlement money. How much does this all cost? And, I guess why choose this from, as one of the uses for that money?
Yeah. So it was one-time opioid settlement funds. So it is sustained through June of 2027. We anticipate maybe getting more funding, but as of right now, the funding cycle hasn't really stopped. And so we haven't heard news quite yet. But these events are actually a lot. I thought they were going to be a lot more expensive than they are. And community partners are very, very great about making sure that they're in within our budget range and that kids have access to this. And this isn't something that isn't sustainable over time.
Well, and so much of this is aimed at prevention, which is, I think, mm-hmm. difficult to measure because you might have to look 20, 30 years out, or longer to really see the effect. How do you evaluate success for your program?
That's a great question. You're totally right. The interesting thing about prevention is that we don't see the impact right away. We don't hear a lot of the times the kids who don't use substances. A lot of times we hear about the kids who maybe have made the choice to use substances, but we don't really hear about the prevention impact of the striving of a child. And so sometimes those impacts can be 10, 15 years down the line when we get data points back about substance use in the county. But for right now, the biggest thing that we're collecting is just how many youth and family members come to our events. So in the last four events, we've had a total of 270 youth and family members. And another thing is we've had a major increase of kids coming to these and family members coming up and saying, can I donate to this? Thank you so much. But it's a great impact to see the kids having fun, age-appropriate behaviors, spending time together. And you get to really see them build those relationships while they're there. But it is a hard thing to measure long-term.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like since this launched last year, you've seen a really positive response.
Yes, we have. We have been sharing our upcoming event on May 16th, this Saturday. And we've had a fantastic response on our social medias. We have many comments, many likes, many shares. And so I'm really hopeful that we have a really great turnout on Saturday.
And is there a moment or maybe a kid that has really stayed with you from one of these events, that you're like, this is the difference we're making right here?
Yeah, I would say an example was last year, I believe, in summer. So maybe last August, we had an elementary swim event. And this family came, and I believe they brought like three or four kids. And it was really great because the kids got to swim while the mom got to resources for housing and food support, right? While she knew that there were safe adults watching her children and knew that it was a safe place to come talk to us and get all those resources that maybe she didn't have time for if she didn't have a good place for her kids to go.
Well, thank you so much, Mackenzie.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for having me.
My guest was Mackenzie Folsom, a prevention and outreach coordinator with Klamath Basin Behavioral Health.